So we got B-Dot in here. You might know him as the unofficial mascot of Tar Heel basketball as he bills himself on top of that. You might know him from the Three Live crew. You might know him from Wild and Out. He's in here as we're now being joined by Bomani Jones of ESPN, who you can follow on Twitter, of course, at Bomani underscore Jones. And it's crazy that I got you both here because last night I saw on Twitter that B-Dot said, when I got to Winston-Salem State, there weren't even any dividers in the bathroom, stalls or showers, and I took showers in my Tims. I know I'm immune to COVID-19 now. I'm praying for those of you who are not as blessed. And Bomani responded with, freshman dorm bathroom life makes you aspire for more. Anything you wish to add to that, Bo?
Nah, man, just that you know this ain't the way that you want to live, right? like you got to understand, man, I live in New York City. There's still buildings where people, like, where y'all got to share the bathroom, like the floor, the hall, or whatever, has got to share the bathroom. Like, that still exists out here, and it's like, you got to aspire for more. Like, once that happens, there's a certain level of I got to pay the rent that you're never going to slip below.
Wait a minute, Bo, in New York, you're still living like freshman year at a HBCU?
Dog, I walked through a building once. It's many years ago. Yeah. In a not very safe neighborhood. And I was like, oh, this is the bathroom. Like, coming to America. Like, when they talk about, that happens.
Bomani, as somebody who's done a national sports radio show and national television shows as well, how many quarterbacks move the needle more in terms of engagement than Cam Newton?
Zero. It is amazing what he brings out in people. And what's different with him versus every other one of these quarterbacks of any sort, he brings out the haters in a really unique way. Like, I don't know what it is about him that makes people of low self-confidence so furious, but he bring it out of them, boy.
I get why he's polarizing nationally to a degree, but is it at all surprising to you how polarizing he is locally, even among Panther fans?
That depends on what level of surprise we're talking about here, right? One would think that after, you know, getting to a Super Bowl, being the MVP, carrying the team for 9 years, probably we would argue their most sustained level of success that they've had in the time that the franchise has existed. You would think that there would be more people that view him more as the hero of the franchise, but I've been living long enough to understand that that dude was never going to work for a whole lot of people. A whole lot of people have been waiting since 2010 for this moment right here, where they could be like, see, they don't even want you no more, right? They've been waiting on that one. I find it to be, peculiar is the word if I didn't know the deal, but I find it to be a little peculiar.
What's the most interesting place he could end up? Is it New England?
Oh, yeah, obviously. And I'm going to tell you this right now. Cam winds up going to New England and playing for the Patriots. I'm trying to listen to every sports talk radio segment that they have in that city. I want to see how in the world they handle the Cam Newton experience in Boston. Let me know how that goes. I want to see it back. Keep it in mind, the Patriots have had literally one game started by a black quarterback in the history of their franchise. And you're going to bring in that dude with the funny suits? Oh, yeah, I'm here for it.
Bomani Jones with us from ESPN. So, for the Carolina Panthers, when you look at what's actually transpired, when you see a story, David Tepper apparently had a role in the defense changing from a 4-3 to a 3-4 last year, and Matt Rhule did all this business in Indianapolis telling us how he wanted the coach cam. It seemed genuine. It seemed straightforward. But then we see the news yesterday and comments from Tepper. How concerned are you at this point, considering how early on it's been Tepper running this team, that he's a little bit too involved with the football?
Well, I don't know what his, football background is in this. But anytime an owner is coming in and saying, I want to change the defensive alignment, I think it's fair to ask what his bona fides are on that sort of thing. And I don't have a great answer to that. Now, what matters in his involvement, I guess we'll find out at some point, right? Like, whether he actually knows what he's doing, whether the decisions he's making are the wrong ones. I do think, though, the decision to move on from Cam right now, I can only assume that they know more about his physical situation than I do, and maybe it's really, really daunting. But I don't see what's a better option for them at quarterback this year than kicking the tires on Cam. I have no idea what, like, anybody really think this Will Greer thing is going to happen? Like, are people really believing in that?
What's the most interesting piece of the Brady story to you? What happens in Tampa or Foxborough?
What happens in Tampa? Because I think in Foxborough, one way or another, he's going to get a team out of this, right? Like, Belichick, I don't know what their quarterback situation is ultimately going to be, but I have a bit of faith that they're going to figure out one way or another how to do this. We watched this team in the course of seasons go from from game to game, go from four wide, throw the ball all around, to be lining up in the eye, and we're going to batter you, right? Like, there is no real plan in New England. They change everything from game to game. And so I can imagine them coming up with something. The thing that gets me about Brady and Tampa is they've got the weapons, right? Right. They got Mike Evans. They got Godwin. They got O.J. Howard. They've got guys for him to throw the ball to. Bruce Arians likes guys to drop back deep and throw the ball deep. That's not what Tom Brady does at this point. So if what you have in Tom Brady is a guy that can throw out routes to Mike Evans, like, how much, like, what's the benefit of having Tom Brady? Like, what are you getting out of this that makes them a much better team than they were before? What they get is not throwing all those interceptions.
Bomani Jones.
Like, that's a big one.
Bomani Jones with us from ESPN. Sorry to interrupt you there. B-Dot in with us as well. Yes, B-Dot.
Switching gears, Bo. Bill O'Brien, what are your takes on him prefacing a meeting with DeAndre Hopkins, saying that the last time I had one of these meetings, it was with Aaron Hernandez, and that essentially driving DeAndre Hopkins to want to get the hell up out of Houston? What are your thoughts on that, bro?
Yo, man, that's what you do when you think they can't fire you. And that's where they're in a situation with O'Brien, where the power structure in Houston is set where he's got all of it. Only the owner can fire him, and for whatever reason, the owner doesn't appear to have any clue what exactly it is that he is doing. The idea that you would think that you can say that is so bananas,
yes.
Right? And as far as I know, the dude's only got one kid. Like there ain't even, like, the slew old baby mamas. It was just like some random statement for him to make. And I don't know why you talk like that to the best player on your team, other than to establish the fact that you can. They're going to be bad this year, man. Like, they should have been better last year. But without Hopkins, I think Watson is really good, but I don't think Watson's as good as other people make him out to be. And one luxury he's always had is that DeAndre Hopkins is always open. One problem they've had is that Will Fuller is always hurt. So you take away the most dependable option you have. What you going to do, lean more on the guy that can't ever play 16 games?
DeAndre Hopkins went to Clemson. Deshaun Watson did as well. Isn't the only way Bill O'Brien's out of a job as a result of anything Deshaun Watson saying, yo, I'm traded. I want to be traded if this guy's still the coach. Isn't that the only person with more power in the eyes potentially of the owner than Bill O'Brien?
Yeah, that's possible, but I also, something else is happening here, which is they're on the verge of a fan mutiny with this one. And there's only for so long that you can ignore the people that pay the bills on this. And they are furious down there, and they've been furious. Don't forget how the season ended last year, right? Like, it's not like he's doing this coming off some wealth of goodwill or something like that. You got embarrassed by the Chiefs in the playoffs. They got a lot that's going on there, and I think that if they were to come out and have a slow start, because keep in mind, they still have to pay Watson, and they still have to pay Tunsil. Like, they got a lot of things that they got to figure out, and Tunsil's got them over a barrel after they gave up all those picks in order to get them. The fans are going to dictate this.
Bo, stay safe, man. It sounds like all of us, things are treacherous up there.
Yeah, I got to tell you, it's a little quieter out here in these streets. But there's a lot more people walking around here looking like old buddy that played keys for Prince, man. We got a lot of masks out here in the street. Money must be getting tight because the fruit man on my corner, he had been gone for a couple months, but he's back out here with that mask. Oh, man, it's like New York. This is like the epicenter of this whole situation. That subway just transport all the germs everywhere around, man. People shook.
Hey, Bo, man, I just want to let you know, man, I'm super happy for you, man. My boy went from suits off the rack to tailor suits on TV every day doing your thing. Praying for you, fam. Good stuff.
Hey, man, I appreciate it, man. Y'all be good.
Later. That is Bomani Jones of ESPN spending a little bit of time with us. And you've spent a lot of time with us today.
Have you not enjoyed it? Are you kicking me out now?
I think I'm going to kick you out.
This
because
is some bull, man.
I need to establish my thoughts for this bracket here, okay?
I was going to ask Bomani that. I was going to ask him his final four, Family Fresh Prince versus Boy Meets World, Family Matters versus Rugrats. Who does he have winning that final four?
I'll tell you who's going to be winning that final four. Also, why what it's going to take for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to be a Super Bowl favorite. Okay, if Tom Brady's on the team, you're going to potentially be a playoff team. But I'll tell you what needs to happen. Tangible moves in order for this team to be a Super Bowl favorite. Those are next on the drive.